Father, we're gathered here this morning. We're gathered as your people. We're gathered in your name. We are gathered here as your people to learn from your word, to hear your word, and then to go out and to do your word and to put into practice the things that you have taught us from your word. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that along with our new nature, you are now equipping us by the work of your Holy Spirit with a new mind that will see things differently and that will view things differently and will therefore interpret things differently and act differently. And so, Lord, today we pray for minds that are renewed. We pray for minds that match the new nature that you have already put within us. We pray for minds that are in tune with your will. We pray for minds that see things the way that you see them. We pray for minds, Lord, that are in complete subjection to you at all times, and Lord, that are able to comprehend your truth, and then to put it into practice. So Lord, that's our prayer today, and we know that that is your expressed will, because it has told us so clearly here, this is your will for us, that we not only would have a new nature, but that we would also have a new mind. And the more our mind is in tune with you, the more we will be in the center of your will. So that's our prayer today. Take your word and use it, we pray, in our hearts. You know what we need today. You know what part of this each of us needs. Help us to take the part that we need and that you might apply it to us by your Spirit. We ask it humbly in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Have you ever wished that you could have a new mind? I run into a lot of older folks and say, I tell you what, that short-term memory just isn't what it used to be. I mean, I just can't remember. And I'm in that camp, you know. So-and-so, you know, so-and-so. You know, that song, that group used to sing, whatever. And we wish we had a new mind. Well, the Lord's going to give us a new mind that way later on. But we can have a renewed mind right now without swapping brains with anybody. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And the way the Lord does it is he reprograms the mind we already have. And this mind, this word mind here in the Greek is kind of like our word mentality. It's not the brain. It's just the way that we think, the way we're programmed, the way that we view things. And this is what God wants to do. He wants to give us a completely new mentality to go along with the new nature that we received at the time of our salvation. Now, how many here would admit that your mind doesn't always work in keeping with that new nature the Lord gave you when you got saved? So, if I'm preaching for nothing here, we can always change the subject. But, you know, I've preached on this before, but I'm preaching on it again because I think it's needed. And the reason I think it's needed is because the Lord gave it to me. And so, I always work on this assumption. If the Lord gave it to me, then we need it. I don't need to know why we need it. I just know we need it. And furthermore, even if it's something I already know, in the spiritual realm, it's never bad to hear it again. Amen? So today we're talking about the renewed mind. And I tell you, the way the Lord does it, the way I see it, again, I'm getting back to this computer thing, but I love it. Adobe has these updates they send out. And when I hit that thing, it says continue, and then you click on the little thing that you did read the instructions, and then you hit install, then one of the first things it says is deleting old files. Before we put the new files in, we're going to delete the old files, and now we're going to replace them with what? With new files. And then it says installing new files. And then later on it talks about something about configuring or confirming or whatever. And then after a while, then it says done, you know? Now, this process for us begins at the moment of salvation. You can't even seek a new mind until you're saved. You do have to be born again. You do have to have a new spirit and a new nature from the Lord. That's the starting point. But this reprogramming starts right then and continues for the rest of our natural life. And every time that we read the Word of the Lord, we are downloading new information that is going to replace the old information that's in our brain. But it cannot happen if we are not in the Word of the Lord. This is the day of the quickie seminar. This is the day where we go to some retreat, we bring in some big name speaker, we're there Friday night, all of Saturday, and half of Sunday, and we're supposed to learn how to master everything we need to know about one particular focused area of our life, and then we leave there, and we may think that we have gotten a renewed mind. I want to tell you something this morning that I really believe. Renewed minds do not come from attending weekend seminars. I'm not against weekend seminars. I've been to them. They're good for certain things. Renewed minds come from the daily input of the Word of God that you get in your own reading and study of the Word of God. That is where renewed minds come from. They don't even come from hearing a message on Sunday morning. So let's not kid ourselves that if we're believers, and hey, I'm in church every time the door's open, I'm in church on Sunday morning, I'm in church whenever, and think that that's going to be enough for us to get a renewed mind. A renewed mind comes from spending time in the Word of God, because God's Word is designed to reprogram the brain to think God's way instead of the world's way. That's what it's for. And that's what this transformation thing is about. This word's only used twice in the New Testament, and it means to be completely changed and transformed. God is going to change our way of thinking to go along with the new nature that He has given us. And so many of the hang-ups and the problems that we have as believers is nothing more than this very thing we're talking about this morning. We love the Lord. We've learned a lot from His Word. We're in church, and yet old habits die hard. Old ways of thinking die hard. And so many of the problems that we experience as believers are simply because our brain, our mind, our way of thinking hasn't caught up yet with the work that God has done in us at the point of salvation. And so this is something that we should actively seek. And He says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, of course, His mercy in saving us, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world. So that's where we've all been. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it is by the renewing of the mind that we are changed and transformed and can begin to know the will of God. Now, I know I've got a lot for you to write today, for those of you who write, but let's just go right on to it and let's move right through it. So I hope your wrist muscles are working good today. Okay, let's talk about the old mentality a little bit. The old mentality. The mentality we're all pretty much pre-programmed for when we come into this fallen world with our fallen, sinful nature. Every single one of us. Even if you were born in a Christian family, that doesn't mean you weren't born with a sinful nature. I was born into a Christian family, but I was born with a sinful nature. The old mentality. Number one, it is compatible with the old nature. Absolutely. It thinks in accordance with the old nature. Number two, it is influenced, molded, and developed. This old mentality is influenced, molded, and developed by environment in conjunction with our desires, life experiences, and personal choices. So you and I, our old mentality is simply the product of our own bent, our own desire in conjunction with our environment and whatever experiences we've had up to this point and whatever choices we've made up to this point. And choices tend to reinforce one another. And so we have this whole web, this whole way of seeing the world, viewing life, responding, reacting, and all of that to the daily situations of life. Number three, the old mentality is temporal in focus and centered in self. It is thinking about today, it is thinking about tomorrow, and not much beyond that. And it is concerned in any situation, how am I going to come out of this? How is this going to benefit me? What's in it for the old, what's in it for me mentality in any situation, whether it be in church life, whether it be in family life, whether it be at the workforce, everything, and even with our friends. Many friendships are broken up because we put self first. Number four, and it is usually, I probably should have put always, but I put it is usually at odds with God's plan, and the word and should be added there, and objectives. The old mentality, that's why he says be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because the old mentality has got to go. And the new mentality has got to come. Now let's talk about the new mentality for a couple minutes. It is compatible with our new nature in Christ. And I can assure you that if it is compatible with our new nature in Christ, then it is not compatible with the old mentality and with our fallen sin nature, and it is not compatible with the world around us. Number two, it is developed through the assimilation. The new mentality is developed through the assimilation. We used that word a sermon or two back. Of God's word in conjunction with the work and influence of the Holy Spirit. Just reading the Bible for reading the Bible's sake isn't going to do you much good. You say, let me see if I can read six chapters today. That's not going to do you a whole lot of good. If you sit down and you read four or five verses and you say, Lord, I know this is your word. Take your word today. Show me what it means. Show me how it applies to me. Show me how I may put this word into practice today. Show me how this applies to me today. And so forth. Then the Holy Spirit will begin to work. And he'll begin to take that word and he'll begin to use it in your heart and in your life, and to change the way you see things. How many of you have experienced where you were all distraught or upset or this or that or the other, or you were seeing things a certain way, and a certain verse of Scripture popped out at you and gave you a whole new way of looking at it? So you've experienced it. It's just that we need to experience it more. That's all. It needs to be a daily occurrence instead of a three times a year occurrence. Because three times a year isn't going to be enough to result in a renewed mind. Number three, the new mentality is eternal in focus and is centered in God's will and purpose and in the person of Christ. So that's one way we can know if we're developing a new mentality. It's where it is centered. It's centered in the eternal. Even today, even what's happening today is put against eternity. What does this mean in regards to eternity? Not what does this mean right now that will please me or make me happy in this moment. What is going to bring the ultimate good to the glory of God? How does God want me to react in this situation today? Number four. And it is in full agreement. The new mentality is in full agreement with God's plan and purpose. Now, here are a few observations, kind of like contrasts. Number one, salvation is instantaneous. In other words, the minute you confess Christ as Savior, trust Him fully, His shed blood for you on the cross, at that moment the transaction is done. It is instantaneous, and it is a one-time event. You may rededicate yourself, whatever, but you're only saved once. Salvation is instantaneous. The renewing of the mind is an ongoing process. Ever heard that phrase, Rome wasn't built overnight? Y'all ever heard that old phrase? Rome wasn't built in a day. That's what they said. Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, a new mentality wasn't achieved in a day. Even greats like Martin Luther, even greats like the Apostle Paul, even and Peter. Think of Peter. Did Peter get a new mentality on the day of Pentecost? Number two, salvation is based on a one-time event, the finished work of Christ at Calvary. The renewing of our minds is based on the truth of God's Word applied daily in all facets of life through the assistance and revelation of the Holy Spirit. Number three, the mind is renewed as our old ways of thinking are replaced by the new mentality of the believer. Read that again. The mind is renewed as our old ways of thinking are replaced by the new mentality of the believer. And this is really what this process is. This is what the renewing of the mind is. Number four, new behaviors and thought patterns only come from renewed minds. Minds that have been renewed by the Word of God. I made this little note, which you'll find if you go to the expanded notes on the webpage, www.sncc.org. Until our minds are renewed, we will keep on thinking the same old ways, doing the same old things, and getting the same old results. Number five. The renewed mind is not a rearrangement or adjustment of our old thinking patterns. It is a whole new outlook based on God's Word. And it will be at odds with the general wisdom of the world. So the renewed mind isn't a rearrangement of that. Sometimes I think we do that. Oh, I'm going to make a new start. How many have ever heard people say, I'm going to do better? Look out. All you're going to see is a rearrangement of the old junk. And you're going to think you've got a renewed mind. And the devil's going to say, yeah, giddy, 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 giddy. You think you've got a renewed mind. You haven't done anything but dress up the same old mess. The renewal of our minds is important for a number of reasons. This is only a handful. This is only a beginning. It is important because our mentality determines our attitudes, reactions, and choices in daily life. You can't control what happens to you. The only thing you can control is your attitude and how you react and what choices you make. And how you do react and what your attitude is and the choice you make will be determined by the state of your mind. It'll be determined whether you're acting in the natural mind or whether you're acting in the renewed mind that the Lord wants to give you by His Word. So that's why it's so important. You won't lose your salvation because your mind isn't renewed. But you sure will make a lot of mistakes. And you sure will miss out on a lot of the joy that the Lord wants to give you. Number two, only a mind renewed by the Lord is compatible with our new nature as believers. Have you ever seen somebody dressed in a couple pieces of clothing that so don't go with each other that it's almost physically painful to look at? It just doesn't, you know, the old mindset just doesn't go with our new nature. And when the Lord sees that, it just, you know, you ever had a parent say, go back and change those clothes? Or a husband or wife, we won't even go there. with our new nature as believers and will be in harmony. Only a renewed mind will be in harmony with our desire to be living sacrifices to Him. And number three, only a renewed mind will enable us to be fully pleasing to the Lord, enabling us to know, identify, and do His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The old mindset, no matter how long we've been believers or how long we've been in church, isn't going to cut it. And it's never going to really lead us to a full understanding of the Lord and His will and His purpose. But a renewed mind will. How do we get the renewed mind? By having our mind reprogrammed by the Word of God and the daily action of the Holy Spirit. So again, let me just tell you, I wrote a few things down, and again, this is just a partial list. Why is it so important that as a believer, I don't just attend church and don't just know some scripture verses, but that I really, more and more, have a mind really renewed by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit? Again, I won't lose my salvation, but here are some of the things that happen when I don't get a renewed mind and I stay stuck in my old thought patterns as a believer. Number one, our spiritual growth will never be what it should have been. That's at the top of the list. Number two, we will be less effective in prayer. If you don't have this new mentality, you will be less effective in prayer. Number three, we will be less attentive to the Word. Because, see, the Word is at odds with our old mentality. And the old mentality doesn't want to hear it. Number four, we will be less focused on the things of God. Number five, we will be less prepared to deal maturely and spiritually with the difficulties and tests we face. Number six, we will be less concerned about evangelism and sharing our faith, because the old mentality doesn't have that as a priority. Number seven, we will be more open to deception and false teaching if we don't have the renewed mind. Number eight, we will be more prone to get taken in by the world's foolishness and the world's schemes. Number nine, we will be more susceptible to getting caught up in webs of gossip and speculation. Number 10, we will be more prone to developing a critical and judgmental spirit. Number 11, we will find it harder to forgive. The old mentality doesn't want to forgive. Number 12, we will find it harder to trust God. And we could go on and on. I follow a blog that comes out of Cuba written by a lady named Joanne Sanchez. She is world and internationally acclaimed. And her little snippets of daily life in Cuba are read around the world and are available in multiple languages. This is one of her latest postings from just a couple weeks ago. And this is really, it's not a spiritual article, but it's what gave birth to this message. And it was titled, A New Mentality. She lives in Havana. They came with their trucks, a grader, and even a new machine for recycling asphalt. They worked all morning before the astonished eyes of neighbors who for over 20 years have seen their street deteriorate without repair. For the most skeptical, there was also a dash of hope with the pavement was as smooth as glass, and then another brigade appeared. This itself was unprecedented. Instead of leaving the manhole covers below the tar, as in the past, the new group of workers dismantled them and placed them even with the ground. No one could believe what was happening. This new mentality, some said, boasting of the already noted changes in the way things are done was palpable. To warn motorists of the fresh cement bordering the storm drains, they left a pile of rubble around them. "You'll see, they'll come back to remove it," said the optimist. But there it stays. The passage of tires was spreading the stones all over the street, pressing them into the still soft asphalt. The remains of the reconstruction were collecting in the grating of the drains, accumulating in the gutters. 2 weeks later, they were still spreading their dusty presence and creating mounds here and holes there, spoiling the finish. "Ah, this new mentality," the dreamers corrected themselves, immediately adding, "instead of changing how they do things, they dress it up. But it's the same mentality as ever." That, sadly, is the situation with many believers. It's the same mentality as ever. They've been in church many, many years. It's the same mentality as ever. They're in Sunday school, Sunday after Sunday. But it's the same mentality as ever. They take part in certain activities of the church, but it's the same mentality as ever. And if someone asked the Lord today, using your name, said, "Does so-and-so have the new mentality? Do they have your mind?" What would the Lord say about you and about me? This is serious business. The Lord wants each of us to have a new mentality. Will it happen in a day? It can't happen in a day. We didn't get the old mentality in a day. But it has to happen, and it's a process. But it will only happen, at least two things have to be present. First, we've got to want it. Do you even want a new mentality to go with your new nature in Jesus? And secondly, are you willing to be intentional about it and to say, "Lord, I know a lot of my old ways of thinking and feeling and reacting are standing in the way of my spiritual growth and who I ought to be in the Lord and how you want to use me and work through me. So, Lord, I want that new mentality. And I'm going to be in your word every day, even if it's a few verses. I'm going to be praying for your Holy Spirit to be taking your word and using it, and that it will be such that I can apply it." And listen, it doesn't matter your age. You can be a teenager, and you can still understand enough of God's word to get the new mentality. Or you can have served the Lord already for 70 or 75 years, and you can still, as you come to the word of the Lord, you can still get this new mentality. It's never too late. Isn't that the good news? It's never too late. So instead of rearranging the old stuff and pretending we have a new mentality, may we ask the Lord to truly give us a new mind. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you today. You talk about so much in your word about the way the world goes and the way the world does things. And we've been so contaminated as believers by the world and by how they think. And I don't know why we think or ever think that the world's mentality in any way can be compatible with your plan and your purpose and your objectives. So Lord, help us to stop playing that game and trying to live in two worlds. Being in church, reading your Bible, and even going to Bible studies or something on the one hand, and then actually having our choices and our desires and our reactions and stuff like that dictated to us by the world and by popular culture. Lord, today, we need a new mind. Some of us maybe need the new birth. But even but for those of us who have the new birth, what we need most is this new mind from you. So, Lord, today, give us a mind. We ask for it. We ask for a new mind that will be in keeping with your will, your plan, your purpose. And that's about where it starts, to say, Lord, what do you want in this situation? What do you want today? What do you want? And as we ask you day by day, you will show us and you will reveal it. And almost imperceptibly, you will begin to develop this new mentality in us. And Lord, that it would be evident enough that even if they don't necessarily approve or like it, but that people would realize, now here's somebody who really lives their faith, and here's somebody who really acts differently and would understand that we have a different mentality, a different way of looking at things, because we've got your perspective, Lord. That's our heart's prayer and desire today. That's my prayer for each of us who profess Jesus as Savior and Lord, and that you would give us a new mentality to go with our new nature. We could receive no better birthday or Christmas gift than that this year. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.